Jesus, brethren,
how have
you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life? Is life really full?
The Lord
speaks again that we may have life in the full.
And
they to have that life, it is us.
Let's
expect you to God is filled you with life. Life which is
eternal. And we thank
you for even the body is taken care of us.
He's
fought our walls.
He's
provided for us.
He's
shown us love.
And there is
nothing like pretense.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
it is true love.
That's
why he gave up his son for us, that he can redeem
us
from the captivity we had headed to within hell,
and we are
headed to destruction within the lake of
fire.
But by that grace and much
love,
we see salvation,
and
we thank him to give us a heart which
believes,
and we believe
salvation.
For perhaps
he
dragged us to come within faith.
Even
to bring ourselves within faith, we don't know that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the Lord Jesus says, the Father is the one who draws us to him and we believe him.
Now
we thank him to draw us in a way we never understood,
and
he reached us into salvation. And we thank the Holy Spirit.
He was
always there, asked salvation for us, for we didn't know we needed it.
Remember
him in Psalms
80
and Psalms
90.
And he said that, Lord, base up there and you come to save us.
For we
did know that we even needed salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now we thank so much the Holy Spirit.
He
who knew that we needed so much salvation, and he feared our weakness,
and
he prayed for God to come and save us.
As we were
there, he's the one who brought the Lord to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he said, if I've called him and it is late to come, let me go get him.
As
we were there, he was on the womb of Mary, brought the Savior.
He asked
him to come all along,
and
the Savior still waited.
And he said,
if transport is the problem, let me send him.
Let
me come for you.
The
Holy Spirit has done us real good.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much. We want to
move on with the journey of heaven.
Move through
the Bible for 7 years.
From 2005
to
2011.
In the spiritual transport, the vision, the trance, the dreams, the Urim, the Azotar, the Thummim and the others. Those transports, through them they pass to get to the journey of heaven, which were led by the Holy Spirit.
And
the seven groups of angels.
We are
going to be moving on
that
we see in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
And we
see the golden altar of God,
where
the lake of fire begins from,
which
moved us to see the second resurrection,
the
second coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture,
and
the judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now we've
seen many things of which are to happen,
to
reaching the valley of Magadon,
where
the stars will not be there in the firmament of the heaven, the sun and the moon, together with all the planets,
and
the heaven will appear empty and empty deserts, and the devil is gathering his armies from the places known as Gog and Magog, in Revelation Philippians 20.
Okubatwara mu kiwonvu ekyo
mu balwanise
mukama waffe Yesu.
You take them in the valley that they fight the Lord Jesus.
Agenda okujja ku mulyango gw'eggulu nuno abatukuvu.
They want to come on the door of heaven for his saints.
Songa tuwategeerako ebiribaawo tibisobozesa abantu bano okulwana na Katonda.
Yet we understood what will happen, we'll never enable this people to fight with God.
Kubanabo bennyini ekiwonvu ekyo tebamanyi wa wekiri.
They themselves don't know where that valley is.
Naye oluvannyuma lw'otegeera ku magye ga basitaani gye gategekeddwa.
After understanding how the armies of the devil were up there, have been prepared.
Babatayagala kubeera ku
side
yaabwe.
We don't want to be on their side.
Tubikulirwa tulyoke tuve mu side mu bibinja by'amagye ga basitaani.
We have revealed that we get from the groups of the armies of the devils.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus.
Kubanga twategeera Gog nga yenseno kwe tuli.
For we understood Gog is this planet where we are.
Era twasoma ebifo bibiri ebigisiŋŋanibwamu.
And we read two places we find within Gog.
Ebirimu amagye ago.
Where we find those armies of the devil.
Underground ne wansi mu nyanja.
Underground and under the ocean.
N'ensi ey'ekizikiza.
Even the dark world. The planet where we move by the dry land. We're on the islands. But people are not accepted to get the light of the word of God. To know what concerns God. And concerning their lives. Where they came and where they're going to. Now we reach to seeing.
Ekizikiza.
The darkness.
Wekyasibuka kali.
Where it sprung from.
Yes, he was
praised
Jesus.
The beginning of the world of darkness.
Kugamba nti ekizikiza stand kiyateka ku lusuku lwa Katonda. Kubikwatagana n'olusuku lwa Katonda.
The garden the devil put concerning the garden of God.
N'ebyaliwo.
And what happened?
Mu lusuku olwo.
In that garden.
Irango kubikulirwa kwabyo.
And their revelation.
Kugenda kuba kwongera okuleeta omusana.
Is going to continue to bring light.
Tulyoke tusobole okuddayo mu kifo ekyo.
That we can go back to that place.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Mirundi mingi tugamba.
Many times we say.
Tusaba nti mukama mu kifo kiri bwe twasisinkaniranga.
Pray God in the other place where we used to meet.
Tusaba tusisinkaniranga.
I pray we meet there again.
Ei kifo ekyo kyabeeranga mu lusuku.
That place was always in the garden.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Iranga gwayagala okudda mu sinkani. Tekedwa okubanga waddayo dda.
You want to meet God again, you must have gone back already there.
Mukama we yajjanga.
That's where God came to always meet us.
You
put a shadow of that place, which we call church, and it's you yourself that you can be meeting. And he wants to come and dine with you, supper.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
says, I am on your heart knocking. Like it speaks Revelation 3:20.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Even today, as we continue to see what concerns where the garden is, if it's in the third heaven, as we
heard,
what proof that garden is in the third heaven? Where we check the two cherubims
who
are put in the way to the garden and the changing swords.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
we move on to check many other things. Like knowing how man was created on this world and lifted and taken to the heaven where the garden of God is. When he was shifted from heaven and lifted back to the world. That's where we moved on to know what kind of death did he die.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus, which caused him pictures from the garden. And the light which has been shining in those words, it moves on to remind us. People were kept in the world of darkness, never to know what really happened in Eden. Which exact place we find the garden of Eden, and the real things which happened in there. What can we do to take away that mistake that we head back to the garden? For already what we are into this world is not what we are supposed to be into.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But because darkness increases, people never discover the need to align those mistakes. And what they gave us as problems,
all
the punishments,
we
reach to take them as part of our lives. To give birth through pain, to eat out of our sweats, the desire of a woman towards the man, that is not normal. For our desire must be towards God, for he is the one with what we need.
Yes, he
praise Jesus.
I hate what we can close and we
but we reach to think that they are meant to be like that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But by this light shining, we've seen many things.
We first
saw the deception within the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Concerning
the tree and the fruit they ate.
And there
we saw the darkness which existed.
Where
we discovered that the tree itself
it's
not a physical tree of the usual as we know.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we understood how they ate of the fruit. The eating of faith and believing. Believing the words of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Which we heard them to see again. How they died. How they were translated in a twink of an eye. And the body of heaven was removed from them. And they were given the body of flesh. Of flesh and blood. And he, the Holy Spirit, today we
are
to start from. And we say, if Adam himself says he died a spiritual death, and he was taken off the body of heaven, they who got out of him, how did they die? They died the same death, or they are living.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
All that we have to look unto them today.
Then,
after we shall see how we are going to repent and we get born again. For there is that chance. We read that scripture, get born again. But it's not been explained in the nation. Where it came from, the Lord to speak of it.
But
if you don't get born again, you can't enter the kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We are to ask that question and answer it. If Adam proves that though he was in his body, he had died and lost the body of heaven.
Now
we who got out of him, they have that body
or
they too are counted among the dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What can they do to live? But they have no God in that moment when they are dead. God is not of the dead, is of the living.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We have
to get explained
in
those words. Every person in all nations of the world, from the nations, clans, and all languages, we want to tell them that you know very well all you came from Adam. And all mistakes and everything happened on him. Everything happened on you. And they need to get be renewed. To die, you died. But to resurrect, you've not yet resurrected. That's why we request you that you hear the light of this world, that you can come to the light and get from the world of darkness. Devil has kept armies which are intended to fight the Lord Jesus together with the Father in heaven. Something very hard which would never come to pass. The battle will never be successful. It would never be successful. But we know you will be brought for the day of judgment.
On
the golden altar of God. Where the lake of fire begins from.
And
you will be judged and cast in the lake of fire. To be melted.
There.
But there is still a space. Let's lighten and put our lamps up. To lighten to all nations. Take away the darkness.
We
began with Romans 7, verse 7. The voice you're going to be hearing, the Holy Spirit is going to bring back the voice of Adam when he passes it through Apostle Paul
to
tell us exactly what happened in the garden, whether he died or not, and what really happened there. Romans 7 from verse 7.
Kale tunayogera tutya? Amateeka kye kibi kitalo. Naye sanditegedde kibi wabula mu mateeka. Kubanga sandimanye kwegomba singa amateeka tegayogera nti tewegombanga.
Nti singa tebaamugamba nti tokwatanga ku muti guli.
If they didn't tell him don't touch of that tree.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira.
Like we first heard.
Mu lubereberye essula eyo okubiri.
In Genesis chapter 2.
Nyole 15:16.
Verse 15 and 16.
Teka lyali limaze okumugamba.
The Lord already told him.
Nti tewegombanga.
That do not desire it.
Kubanga yamugamba muti giri gyonna olyangako.
But they told him all the other trees you can eat of them.
Olime kubeerawo nga weegombagomba ebitasaana.
Do not be there desiring things we are not right.
Naye ate guli omuti.
But the other tree.
Nkugambye lw'olikukwatako tolinema
kufa. Told him they will touch of it you surely die.
Kubanga ekyo kye kibi ky'oliba okoze.
That will be the sin you will have been committed.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Iteeka lyajja kumulisiza nti kino kibi tokikola.
The Lord came to light for him that this is sin, never do and commit it.
Yali takisobola kitegeera.
He could not realize it by himself until the command spoke.
Balumi esula ya musanvu olunyirwa munana.
Romans 7 verse 8.
Naye ekibi we kyalaba wekiyima ne kikolanga munse olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna kubanga nange edda nabanga mulamu awatali mateeka naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja ekibi ne kizuukira nange neefa.
Olidde engeri gy'aleetamu eddoboozi.
You hear how he brings his voice.
Agamba yamalako ebbanga.
He says he spent time.
Nga mulamu.
And he was living.
Nga tebannanamuwa kiragiro.
Before he got the law.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yava akozesa ekigambo.
That's why he uses a word.
Nti nange edda nabanga mulamu.
He said, me, I used to live before.
Ng'ekiragiro tekinnaba kumpeebwa.
Before the command was given me.
Naye ekiragiro bwe kyampeebwa.
But when the command was given me.
Ekibine kizuukira.
Sin sprang out.
Ekinnimba.
And it deceived me.
Nange neefa.
And me too I died.
Atuwuliriza kino.
You listen to this.
Nti okusinna ku bibalo bya Bayibuli.
According to the calculation of the Bible.
Bye tujja okwetegereza nga tuli mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
We shall look unto when we are in the garden of God.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Adam yatwala emyaka egiwererako ddala.
It took a couple of years.
Enkumi. Emyaka emitwalo namu enkumi bbiri.
Close to 42,000 years.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda bakulaba ku kibi.
Before he saw sin.
Era nga akyali mu lusuku.
And he was in the garden.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula.
But.
Ekiragiro.
The command.
Kyamuweebwa.
It was given him.
Emyaka emitwalo enagiyiseewo.
After 40,000 years have passed.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nga bw'olaba emyaka gy'abaana ba Isirayiri gye baali bamaze mu buwangaazi.
Like you see the Israelites, the years they spent in captivity.
Nga tebalina mateeka.
When they had no laws.
Katonda n'abajalira nga wayise emyaka bina.
And God visited them after 400 years.
N'abawa mateeka.
And he gave them the laws.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati naye.
Himself.
Adam.
Adam.
Yamalira ddala emyaka ebikumi emyaka emitwalo ena.
He spent 40,000 years.
Nebamuwa ekiragiro.
And he was given that command.
N'asooka akitambuzaako okumala emyaka 12,000.
And he moved it for almost 2,000 years.
Nekiryoka kimukube ekigu.
And it wrestled him down.
Wabula ajjukira.
But remember.
Bino birimu ebyama ebyaddala
ebyeri. Yes, there are many thick precipices deep in here.
Emyaka 12,000 ziri reserved. Ziringa eziba reserved. Tegiba nayo.
2,000 years if they are reserved but they are not there in reality.
Era mu byaddala emyaka 12,000 gye twakamala.
And in reality 2,000 years.
Biringanga emyaka egisalawo abantu bazikirire ebbanga lyonna ab'okuzikirira.
They are just which perhaps say that people get destroyed, they want to be destroyed for always.
Kubanga egyo emyaka 12,000.
For the 2,000 years.
Baali bamaze okumuwa ebiragiro.
After he was given the commands.
Yagitambuza ali ku bunkenke nga saayo n'omusango gumukwata.
He moved on them while on tension. Anytime he would be captured by the sin and command judgment.
Katusoke tubale bwetu.
Let's count like this.
Okuva kutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi.
From creation of heaven and earth.
Kutuuka kugwa kwa Adam.
To reaching the falling of Adam.
Eyo rubereberye sura esooka.
That is Genesis 1.
Paka ku sura ey'okusatu.
Chapter 3.
Okay, tuyinza oyingira ddala mu sura yakusatu.
Enter to chapter 3.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
42,000 years.
Wandise bulungi. Ngenda kukikwata mpola osobole okitegeera.
I'm going to go slow.
Okuva okutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi.
From creation of heaven and earth.
Ye rubereberye sura esooka.
Genesis 1.
Ne paka ku sura ey'okusatu.
Genesis chapter 3.
Okuva kutondebwa kw'eggulu okutuuka kugwa kwa Adamu.
From creation of heaven and earth to falling of Adam.
Waliwo emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
There are 42,000 years.
Tugenda kumala tukiproving biblically.
We are going to prove it biblically after.
Owandise bulungi.
Have you written well?
Njagala tugende empola oleme kubuzaabuzibwa.
I wanted us to go slow, we don't get confused.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that moment, we had one spiritual father, our Father in heaven.
Put
Matthew 23:9. Here is where we forgot things. We forgot who is our Father, which Jesus came to remind us. After the 42,000 years, we forgot our real Father. For creation of heaven and earth to the fall of Adam,
our
Father is the one who reigned over us directly, and we knew him as Father. And we had one Father in heaven, and we are led by his Spirit. Praise Jesus. No any other father he has to discipline you and teach you. After those years passed, came a moment we forgot the Father, our Father in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Why have we brought this calculation? To tell us how long Adam spent while living in the garden alive. Before he was given a command, and when he was given it, how long did it take?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we've been told well, from creation of heaven and earth to reaching the fall of Adam,
it's
Genesis 1 to Genesis chapter
3.
That stretch has 42,000 years, and our Father in that moment was one Father. That is the Father in heaven. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you put Matthew 23:9. When Jesus came to remind us of
God,
you're going to discover what we've spoken there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Then,
now from the fall of Adam, that is Genesis
4
to Genesis 11. He said from Adam reaching to Abraham. Genesis 4 to Genesis chapter 11. Have you written that? From fall of Adam
to
reaching Abraham. That moment,
Adam and Eve.
They had to become father and mother of all nations. It means we had to forget our father for some time. That's
why
it
began
that this is your father, this is your mother.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we totally forgot our Father in heaven. When you read briefly here, in Genesis 5, Genesis 5 from verse 1.
Kino kye kitabo eky'okuzaalibwa kwa Adamu. Olunaku Katonda lwe yatonderamu omuntu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mwe yamukolera. Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda n'abawa omukisa n'abatuuma erinnya lyabwe Adamu ku lunaku lwe yabatonderamu. Adamu n'amala emyaka 103 n'azaala omwana ow'obulenzi mu kifaananyi kye mu ngeri ye n'amutuuma erinnya lye Seezi. Ennaku za Adamu bwe yamala okuzaala Seezi emyaka 8 n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Ennaku zonna eza Adamu ze yamala ne ziba emyaka 93 n'afa. Seezi n'amala emyaka 15 n'azaala Enosi. Seezi n'awangala bwe yamala okuzaala Enosi emyaka 87 n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala.
Bajja genda bakuwa generations
ezo. Give you those generations.
Era ojja kuzuula nga Eve bamuteekako okubeera maama wa mawanga.
And you discover Eve to be put as the mother of all nations.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era Adam abeere taata waabwe.
And Adam to be their father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kale ne tujja tulaba.
And we come to see
nti that
we were at our Father in heaven some years back,
from
creation of heaven and earth to fall of Adam,
42,000
years. Now from the fall of Adam
to
reaching to Abraham, that is Genesis 4
and
to
11,
that we have 42,000 years.
Yes, he was.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
You
will go read those chapters and explain that well to you.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Katate,
now,
okuva ku Ibrahim,
from Abraham,
birth
of the Lord Jesus, is Genesis
12. Malachi,
through the book of Malachi, we began saying, from Abraham
to
the birth of Christ, to say from Genesis 12 reaching the book of Malachi, there are 42,000 years. That's what we're going to count to tell us. Maybe there's something we wanted to understand more.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much. We've understood
that
from creation of heaven and earth
Adam,
to the fall of Adam, we had one Father in heaven. But from the fall of Adam
to
reach Abraham, he gave us another Father of nations.
Yes, he was.
Praise good. Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know if remembered that well. From creation of heaven and earth to
Adam,
the fall of Adam, we had our Father in heaven. From the fall of Adam to reach Abraham,
Adam
became father over nations.
Then Eve and Africa, mama,
and Eve became mother over nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now from Abraham to the birth of the Lord Jesus, in that time Abraham was father of nations, and Sarai moved on to be known as mother of nations. Read Genesis 12. You first it through, it will explain that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Most people
know it in the third heaven.
Here
we briefly pass that we get light.
But we've
known the years within the midst.
Now what is going
to prove us?
That from
the Lord Jesus till you come back a second time, our Father had to get back to be our Father in heaven. That's why Jesus came back to begin to introduce us back. Now ask from the Father in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. From the birth of Jesus to when you come back to all generations, our Father must be the one in heaven. Are we together? Here we are right, Matthew 6, verse 7, reaching 14, Luke 11 from verse 1 to
4.
You can write Matthew 23, verse 9. Here is when they began to re-emphasize it.
That
friends, the Father is one alone in heaven.
Do
not call any other person the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
what were we proving here? From Abraham
to
the birth of the Lord Jesus,
qualifications
show there are 42,000 years.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But it
means they are revealing us that every change happened after 42,000. Anytime they changed the fatherhood, it came from those years. After 42,000 years, after those years, they changed the father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I think you read this in Matthew.
One to see
from Abraham to the birth of the Lord. Now to fall back, remind us that it's the Father in heaven. Matthew 1, verse 17.
Matthew, isule soko no linyiro 17. Bwe kityo emirembe kyonna okuva ku Ibulayimu, okutuuka ku Dawudi, emirembe 14. Nate okuva ku Dawudi okutuuka kutwalibwa e Babuloni, emirembe 14. Nate okuva ku kutwalibwa e Babuloni okutuuka ku Kristo, emirembe 14.
Kati gatte emirembe gyo 14 emirundi emeka?
Join with generations times 3.
Tuba tulina kyawo. Myaka emeka? Tuwali na mwenkumi emeka?
Mwenkumi bili.
Ndowooza osobola okuddayo. Emabega n'omanya ekibalo kino bwe kyajja kitambula.
Now you can go back, know how the calculation moved.
Lwaki babadde bakugamba?
What have they been saying?
Okutuva ku kutondebwa kw'eggulu.
From the creation of heaven and earth.
Okutuuka kugwa kwa Adam.
To the fall of Adam.
Waliwo emyaka 40,000.
They afforded 2,000 years.
Kubanga mu kiseera ekyo.
In that moment.
Kitaffe yali owo mu ggulu.
Our Father was there in heaven.
Kaakati.
Now.
Okuva kugwa kwa Adam.
From the fall of Adam.
Okutuuka. Ibrahim.
Reaching Abraham.
Nawo tulabanga bagenda batukyusa tata
wa. We see our Father being changed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
As we don't be tegedde. Lwaki tubibaze bwetu.
Let me explain you about why you've counted them that.
Waliwo atategedde.
Anyone who has not understood.
Totya kugamba ntotegedde.
Don't fear to say you've not understood.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Neranziremu.
Should I repeat?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ziremu kuvawa.
I repeat, from where? Where have you gotten lost? Every generation has 1,000 years.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
would have gone deep in these issues by briefly passing through them that you know what happened.
And
how many years did Adam spend living, as is said in Romans 7?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We are looking at this,
that
from creation of heaven and earth to the fall of Adam, that is Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 3. Praise Jesus. The Father was one in heaven. Praise Jesus. And we had none person you could claim that is my father or mother,
but that's
the Father in heaven who was Father. Like we heard what he told Matthew. Matthew 23:9. And we've been told that moment stretched for 42,000 years. 42,000 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
and we came
kuva Adam ruyagwa,
from the fall of Adam
kutoka ku Ibrahim
to reach in Abraham.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we knew they changed our Father
there,
from our Father in heaven,
Adam,
and they gave us Adam,
Eve,
and they gave us Eve
to
be mother of our nations.
Gamba,
and they told us we spring from her. We forgot ourselves springing from the God the Father.
And
here there is darkness which has blinded us. Not know the rightful person we came from.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I mean,
it means
kuva kwa Adam,
from the fall of Adam. That's Genesis
4.
To Genesis.
Genesis 11. Yes,
praise Jesus. To fall of Adam to Abraham.
That
moment God Adam as our father.
Atenga Eva,
Eve was mother of nations.
era waliwo ekiseera kya myaka 42,000 okuva ku Ibulayimu yerubereberye esula y'ekumi
n'ebbiri
mpaka ku kitabo kya Malaki ekisembayo endagaano enkadde
Yesu
alyoka
azaalibwenawo
waliwo emyaka 42,000 kaakati mu kiseera ekyo Ibulayimu ne Saara okuva ku luberebere ekumi n'ebbiri mpaka ku Malaki Ibulayimu ne Saara be baabeeranga bamama b'amawanga bwe gyamala okuggwako emyaka
42,000
Yesu n'azaalibwa n'atukyusa n'atuzeeyo ku kitaffe
w'omuggulu
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus. Yava kugani
Matayo 2:23.
Tino tembangane kitamu omulala ku nsi kubanga kitamu omutuufu ali eri mu ggulu.
Do not have any other father on earth for your rightful father is in heaven.
Era luli mubadde musaba.
And before you have been praying.
Tata wange mpayo kino mama wange kino.
Naye
kuno musabe nga bwe muti.
This time pray like this.
Tijitafa ali mu ggulu.
Our father in heaven.
Temudamu kusabiriza ba mama bamwe banabo mubiri.
But begin to ask from your mothers.
Ne batata ba mabombe kubanga. Kitamu ali mu ggulu kati.
Father, for your father is in heaven now.
Yesu sala zimulia mu Lukanyi 11.
At the prayer here in Luke 11.
Ne Matayo mukaga.
And Matthew 6.
Muenda paka 14.
9-14.
Yali amazo kutuzayo.
Ready took us back.
Tiregeza buli ruvanye marwa myaka 42,000.
After 42,000 years.
Atusanga tata wa.
They changed our father.
Bata tata wa mawanga.
Or the father of a nation.
Kitufu dala.
Yes, it's true.
Kitadai Adam.
That Adam,
natanda bakuwa murusuku ya marayi miaka 42,000.
Before he fell in the garden, he spent 42,000 years there.
Aletu wali mtu yali aji maze ku siku.
And no one has ever lived them on this world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Omubiri gwe yali mutte kukubanga gwali mubiri mulamu ddala.
What they had must have been a very living body.
Ugusobola okuwangala emyaka 42,000.
Which could live 42,000 years.
Kakati kitwagala
prove. What we want to prove.
Eteeka bali muwa bbanga ki?
The law was given to him in what time?
Kubanga ye mukwogera kwagamba.
For he in speaking he says.
Nti ekiragiro tebakimuweerawo.
That the command was not immediately given him.
Bakimu oluvannyuma lw'akaseera.
It was given him after a moment.
Katudde mu Baruumi.
Let's get back to Romans.
Baruumi esuula eno ey'omusanvu.
Romans 7.
Tubadde ku nyiriri.
Baruumi esuula ya musanvu n'olunyiri tugenda ku lwakkumi.
Tuddemu olwo.
Let's repeat verse.
Baruumi esuula y'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Naye ekibi we kyalaba we kiyima ne kikola nga mu nze olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna kubanga wataba mateeka ekibi nga kifudde. Nange dda nabanga mulamu awatali mateeka naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja ekibi ne kizuukira. Nange neefa.
Nti yafuru yabeeranga mulamu ebbanga
liwerera ku live for a long time in Eden.
Nga tebanawo kumuwa kiragiro.
Before he was given a command.
Mbu naye ekiragiro ekyamuweebwa.
When the command was given him.
Akaseera kayitawo katono ne
kinaafa. Little moment passed and he died.
Teyafa nga bwe tutegedde nti ne bamuziika
mu ttaka. He didn't die as we realized that he was buried.
Wabula yaggyibwako mbiri gw'omuggulu.
But the body of heaven was removed from him.
Okutemya kwaliisa.
In a twink of an eye.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Twagala kuzuula.
We want to discover.
Era baamuwa wakati wa myaka ki?
He was given in the midst of how many years?
Baamuwera ekiragiro.
When was given the command?
Kubanga tumanyi yamalayo emyaka 42,000.
He spent 42,000 years.
Naye ekiragiro kyajjamu mu myaka nga giyiseewo emeka?
The command came after how many years?
Kubanga alaze nti yali abadde ebbanga ddene nga tabanamuwa
kiragiro. He stayed deep long in the garden before he got the command.
Omanyi gwe bw'osoma lubereberye?
When you read Genesis.
Olaba n'atwala omuntu mu lusuku.
You see took man in the garden.
N'amuwa ekiragiro.
And he gave him a command.
Olaba byamangu mangwa.
You see happened quick.
Oli ku summary gy'osoma.
You are reading a summary.
Kaakati detail tugattanga te yagisaasanya mu kitabo Bible.
We join them, scatter them in the book Bible.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bible yeraga.
Bible shows.
Kyabaana ba Isirayiri.
That is the Israelites.
Baamala Misiri emyaka 400.
They spent 400 years in Egypt.
Nga tebanaba kuweebwa biragiro.
Before they were given commands.
Bali mu nsi y'okukola buli ky'oyagala.
And when the world of being whatever you want.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Amen.
Ebyo jja kubisoma mu kitabo ky'okuva.
You read that in Exodus.
Yasoma mu kitabo ky'okuva. Sule esooka.
Exodus 1.
Gwerengo osoma jja kunyonyola ebbanga libaamalayo.
You read the time they spent in Egypt before they were given laws. But because that the year they spent there is 400. 400 years. Praise Jesus. That calculation is human. We want to join it to become a calculation of God. We want to take it in thousands, convert it. This, should we go deep in that math? 400 times.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
400
years.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We want to discuss
in the spiritual realm, how is it equal? It must be equal to 40,000 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I don't
understand what I'm trying to say. Because the spiritual realm broadens more than this. The calculation they gave the laws is a small one. What we want to discover, these were given laws, and when was Adam given the command? I don't know if you understood me. In the body, if it is 400 years, because it spent 42,000 years in the garden.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Most of this calculation we have them in the
garden.
But let's briefly pass through them. When we understand that the Israelites spent 400 years and they were given commands,
yes,
praise Jesus. And we understood that Adam,
these
total years he spent in the garden, they are 42,000 years. Just make a subtraction. Remove 2,000 years. You remain with 40,000 years. 40,000. Those are the years he spent in the garden without the command. When we go to the other calculation, we bring 10,000 and 10,000 and the others.
And we subtract 2,000.
Calculations will go beyond. But we've understood that they spent 42,000 years. We just subtract 2,000 and put them aside. And we remain in 4. But the spiritual was a bit stretched than the physical.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me understand. You have understood that. What we wanted to explain and get out. Romans 7 verse 9. When he says, I used to live before the command came. But when it came, I died.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That command is going to calculate. It came after 40,000 years. And he moved that command.
For
2,000 years he fell after. And we entered death. It means, in real calculation, from when Jesus went, we have 2,000 years, we are not going to stretch beyond 2,000. They are like 2,300. They are hanging within 2,000. 2,300, something like that. Then the second death will come. We don't need to calculate that more now. But the Spirit is trying to highlight us.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. When he was given the command after 40 years, it passed 2,000 years, it fell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now things change, that look at the Father in heaven back. And the time to reach us the second death. It's not going to exceed 2,000 to reach 3,000. It's hanging within 2,000. But time is almost up. The second death is beeping, is close.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm.
I don't know if you've understood this. You can understand the young Adam spent the garden. That the total of them, they are 42,000 years.
Not your
and you get revealed of it. After 40 years, 40,000 years, he was given a command. But in 2,000 years which moved ahead of the
4,000
years, the 2,000 added on to reach 42,000
years.
In those years he had been given a command that was nearing falling to enter death. But after 2,000 years, we entered in the first death. It means what? From the when Jesus went, we remained with the last days. Just as when Adam was given the command, he remained with the last days to near his death, the first death. When we speak of Adam, we speak of me and you, the boy and the girl child.
Yes,
Jesus.
Amen.
Now the second day, from when Jesus went to heaven, is counted in the midst of 2,000 years.
We
shall not stretch to 3,000, we shall not reach 3,000 years. The second death must come within 2,000 plus years. And
I
spoken so much in Daniel. We shall see that.
They
are in close to 2,300 years. We don't want to speak more of that. Some of you want to stumble. And you say those men know if they claim they know the days when the Lord will come. Not us saying, the Bible is the one saying.
Amen.
The law says that they will have to
we shall reach and calculate it.
We are going to count
the second death when it will come.
And
we see things when it's finished.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
Amen.
And we sit waiting. We know the hour. We are about to discover the year and wait the day. For he retained the day to himself.
But
he didn't retain which year. He retained the day, but the time and the year is
not
revealed. The time is known.
It's not revealed.
We are waiting to not reveal it there. But the year is known.
Yes, yes.
And the Bible has never said that the year is not known. It speaks of the day which is not known.
Unto
God he knows, but unto us. The years are in the Bible. Let's wait, God will give us. And we prove you've counted. And we prove you've counted. And the scriptures will follow.
Now,
I think we've got to reveal that.
Adam
he spent 42,000 years in the garden. And the command
he
was given him after 40,000 years in the garden. And in 2,000 years ahead, the devil traveled, tempted Adam so much. And no,
in
2,000 years still, which we are in the last days,
the
devil came with much rage on they who hold on God's commands and the testimony of Jesus.
The nation
are going to come out smart. In 2,000 years.
Yes, he was. Emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
42,000 years.
Adamu gye yamala mu lusuku awamu.
In the garden.
Yes, he was
total.
Amen.
Atanaba kutuka kufa okusooka okwo kutwayingira.
The first day.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye kigambibwa.
But it says
nti ebiragiro byamu ekiragiro kyamu bwebwa.
That the command was given him.
Oluvannyuma lw'emyaka emitwalo ena.
As soon as he was given Lucifer arose to fight him basically. He doesn't hold on that law. The one who held on God's command.
For 2,000 years
he wrestled him down. It is said ever since Jesus went they have spent 2,000 years fighting they who hold on God's command. And they testimony of Jesus. Revelations
12.
Immediately see Revelations 12.
Revelation 12.
The dragon went to fight the hold on God's command. And the testimony.
So,
we passed 2,000 years. They to go in the second death are to head there.
It's
in the midst of these 2,000 years. Last years are just hanging there. And those added years, Christ just asked for them for us.
He's
not sluggish at bringing the end, but he asked that for us to give us more time. We shall be able to count that. That the second day, it too is in the spirit of 2,000 years.
When
we melt the spirit of the rebellious people, we started to take away darkness on what happened in the garden of God and where the rightful place the garden was. Romans 7.
Barumi esule yomusambu nolinyirwa mwenda. Nange dda nabanga mulamu awatali mateeka. Naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja, ekibi ne kizuukira. Nange neefa.
Edda yabanga mulamu.
He used to live.
Emyaka emitwalo ena.
Of 40,000 years.
Ne bamuwa ekiragiro.
And was given a command.
Waite emyaka 12.
And the past 2,000 years.
Naafa.
And he died.
Ekibi kyamulimba n'ayingira mu kufa.
Sin deceived him and he died.
Wabula si Adamu oli yekka.
Not only Adam.
Fonna abava mu Adam.
We all who came from Adam.
Ne Eva.
And Eve.
That's why
it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 to 23.
Bakorinso ekisoke sura ya 15, olunyirwa 20. Naye kaakano Kristo yazuukizibwa mu bafu, gwe mwaka omubereberye ogwabo abeebaka. Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu, era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu. Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Yes,
bonna
bava mu Adamu ne Eva.
Who came from Adam and Eve?
Okufuuka okwatubaako.
That death happened on us.
Yes,
yebazibwa. That's why you hear the word say,
sangula amannya gange mu kitabo eky'okufa.
Wrote my names from the book of death.
Ogateeka mu kitabo eky'obulamu.
Put them in the book of life.
Olunaku lwe twatula obulokozi ebigambo ebyo babitugamba.
On the day we confess salvation, tell us those words.
Era nituliddamu.
And we repeat them.
Wabula ebiseera ebisinga tubadde tumanyi lwaki.
Most time we don't know why.
Era mu kitabo eky'okufa wayingira mu.
And how do you enter the book of death and when?
That's
why you've been see yourself as living, but you died long time. Here Jesus is not a liar on this issue.
For
he speaks in Matthew 8:21-22. When he tells Apostle Peter, let the dead go bury their own dead. He knew where they died from.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Adam.
They died through Adam. And the body of heaven removed from them. And they were given a body of death. When you connect well Romans 5, they will show you how sin spread in all.
And
death entered to all.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Yes.
Romans 5, we'll move on and explain that.
From verse 12-16.
Yes,
he was
raised Jesus.
Then Barumi Sule Yomukaga.
And Romans 6,
23.
It will explain the wages of sin. The wage of sin is death.
It's not
this death of the body we
die.
This death of the spirit. Which caused us to be taken off the body of heaven. All along we thought and knew. Maybe the wage of sin is the death of the body. And we question. Now comes the birds to die of the body. Animals to die that day. Is it that God who is giving them the wage of sin? Now eyes we are not seeing there at all. The wage of sin, the death we speak of. Maybe this we sleep in this body of flesh. Animals, what is God choosing them to die like the same death? But they didn't sin. Things are clear right now.
Amen. No,
Romans 6:23 have been reading it. For the wages of sin is death. But what death?
That
still is confusing us under the sun. There is darkness there. For we thought it is this physical death of the body.
And
every person say Adam brought a problem to us. We would have outlived on this world forever. We would have lived here. But Adam brought a problem. The death he already died long time.
It's
not now as you speak. And this is not the wage of that to get out of this body. It's not the wage of that sin. The death of being taken off the body of heaven in Eden. That is the wage of sin. If God
said
the wage of sin is the death of the body,
that
means is are choosing animals in vain, for they never sinned. Jesus never called that death. He said he's sleeping. The body is sleeping is tired.
Maybe
we try to get the things here. But I moved all nations in dreams and visions and
plans.
I was in the olden generations. God takes you back. Right from Enoch. You ask them what right from death. And no one understood that death. Everyone was explaining the death of the body as the wage of sin. Told me, I think you see the darkness under the sun. Up to today, we've been on a serious problem to understand the wage of sin which was given us, which is called death. It's even going deeper more. Reaches the lake of fire, the second death. If a person
ever
lies, that sin, the wage of sin is death. It didn't end on taking off the board of heaven.
But
it moves on to melt the spirit in the lake of fire.
But
when he said the wage of sin is death, the first and the second death, those are the wages. But there is a chance. The wage of the first sin. You know there are two wages. The first and the second death. The first death, the body of heaven was removed from us.
Given
a body of death. The body you are in is not what you're meant to be in. Of death. So it's of death, it's not of our body. If you don't align yourself in this moment, already you are in the prison of a shadow prison. You can't fly. If you're not in the prison, you would have flied. But you're in the prison of your body. You've not yet been given liberty and freedom. If you refuse and you have not learned a lesson in that prison, they take you in hell in another prison, a bit advanced. Not this prison. And they give you my punishments there. Just as the prison appears, you wake up in the morning, dig. God, Lord, have mercy on us. What to eat, the prison is troubling us. Try to make cars for the prison to move it. Reduce the burden. For if it wasn't a prisoner, we would have flied away. Just as the holy angels appear. We used to melt and disappear elsewhere.
But
now the body became a prison to us. To dig it out of our sweat, just as a prison appears. When you reach prison, you have to do work there. Even now, a person has never discovered they are in the prison. Even as you see in the prison cell, you have your toilet right close to you. Even in this body, which is your prison, you are like that. That's where the heaven bowl of angels. You don't have where you put your poopoo and your susu there. Because
in
your prison, you walk with your toilet in you. Fly and leave this body.
Come on,
have mercy. Toilet collection as a prison. After you carry it, it wants to pour. You download it out. Those things anger.
A
person is held in the body, they don't know what they are on to. They have to clean their own top.
Prison.
Every time they have to bath it, but if you don't bath it, it smells. If a person enjoys the body, this body of death, it's a total prison. You can walk 10 miles, even beyond. You can reach America right now. And you say, I've reached in the
twinkle of an eye.
But you see that here, if it wasn't this prison, you would have fly to America in the twinkle of an eye. I see a hand behind.
Oh,
you are on your things.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now, brethren,
what
concerns the body is very hard.
We
wanted to lighten more. When they say the wage of sin is death. And when we committed sin, that death of the spirit is what happened on us. We were taken off the body of heaven and given a border of death. And it too is a prison. Even its punishments are attached on it. Don't get saved through this prison.
And
the punishments put upon
you are
going to add you to another advanced prison hell.
While you
are still in the wage of sin the first day, take you from hell, move you to another wage of sin the second death. It's the lake of fire. But man, what they are is surprising.
Man,
far in the world of darkness, what they can never think of. The world seems very far, but they are just close where they are moving by. But the eyes of their mind were blinded, they can no more understand. What can save them is one thing, the light of the word of God. It
too
is filled with serious battling.
Another
tries one thing
to
fight their hold on God's commands and the testimony of Jesus. If they get this light, they are going to escape from the prison. What he does is wasting their time. You go to fellowship and you shout and you drum. Let them be in my prison.
It
will let me put other prisons. And he puts religions and beliefs which waste your time.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Because
of that, brethren, speaks that before he used to live, when the command had not been given him, when the command was given him, and sin based in that, therefore called sin, and he moved on to lie. Now it proved that he died, and he ended in the body of death. And all of us who get from him, we have heard, according to
1
Corinthians 15, 20-22, that all died through Adam. That's why the Lord Jesus proved, and he tells Apostle Peter in Matthew 8:21-22, after telling him, let me go bury my father, told him, let the dead go bury their own dead.
That
both, all people you see, their dead bodies, corpses.
But
the body they are in is of death.
It's
the wage which was given them after the sin of Adam. And these other sins spoken of, those are the grandchildren of the sin itself. This healing, committing adultery, they fall in that major sin. And the wage moves on its death. The one of being taken off the board of heaven and moves on ahead the second day, when they melt the human spirit in the lake of fire. Now be careful, brethren, for the world of darkness people to think the wage of sin they speak of death is the death of the body.
Now,
ask yourself, the animals seem to hope that they die the same death. But animals say that they too unclothe this body and they get back the glory of the children of God. Because they were put in this body of rot for the sake of a man, that he can eat of them.
Serving
trying to serve man. All creations are trying to serve man.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But they are not in that wage. No. Death, we've understood, it's not this physical death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
He moves on Romans 7. He speaks this. Romans 7:10.
N'ekiragiro ekyali eky'okuleeta obulamu, ekino kirabika gyendi eky'okuleeta okufa. Kubanga ekibi bwe kyalaba we kiyima olw'ekiragiro ne kinnimba ne kinzita olw'ekyo. Bwe kityo amateeka matukuvu n'ekiragiro kitukuvu, kituukirivu kirungi. Kale ekirungi kyafuuka okufa gyendi kitalo. Naye ekibi kirabike okuba ekibi, kubanga kye kyandeetera okufa olw'ekirungi.
Annyonnyola n'agamba
nti
ekibi kye kyalina obuzibu si
mateeka.
Si mateeka ate si kiragiro.
Not the command, neither the laws.
Wabula go gaali gazze kwongera mulaga nti sitaani gyali.
But they had come to make him continue to know that the devil is there.
Kubanga ye Katonda waalitira ekiragiro eri Adamu.
When he called, when he brought the command to Adam,
nga yalabye dda kerubi ey'owookusatu.
And he had foreseen the third cherubim.
Amanyiddwa nga Lucifer.
Known as Lucifer.
Era sitaani.
And the devil.
Nga yamulabye dda.
And he had foreseen him.
Nti kakane aliri ubuto lw'ekibi.
Right now is pregnant, the pregnancy of sin.
Era nga wali wabula emyaka 12 zokka agizaalira eddala.
Remaining 2,000 years to birth it officially.
Kati n'amulabula n'amugamba.
And warned him, he told him,
kati kankuwa ebiragiro olina obeeko ne w'okoma.
Give you command that you have boundaries.
Luli wali nga Katonda n'alengera kibi.
Before God foresaw sin,
nga takiraba ng'oli akifunye mu lubuto lwe.
He didn't see him other getting his
stomach. Adamu yali ng'agenda ku muti ogw'obulamu n'anogako n'ali.
Adam went to the tree of life and took the fruits, ate them.
N'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi.
Even of all good and evil.
Emyaka 40,000 gyonna yagimala akola ekyo.
40,000 years he spent them doing that.
Bwamala okirengera,
after they foresaw sin,
ne bamuteerawo etteeka.
They put the command for him.
Nga bw'olengera.
Like you see.
Omulembe gwa
in the era of Lot,
yes,
praise Jesus. As they give him a command, no one should look behind already for so someone it was.
Look.
What was to save that person is that command not to look behind. But they knew she was good, look behind. The only rope which could hinder her, they have told me not to look. But the devil is on the side to her. To look behind.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Asking something, I've heard something there.
Between
40,000 years, Adam went on the tree of life and he ate of it. And there was no problem on him. What difference?
We see the kind of eating.
How did he eat not to have a problem? After sin will be taken from us, we are going to share to reign with Jesus all things. We are going to take over all the glories with him
and
sit in every beauty. We inherit things together with him. He's not going to stop us eat of his annals. He's not ashamed to be called his
brother.
He's not ashamed to be called here with him. For we have no sin in us.
Adam,
what made him stop to share that glory? For sin was to enter him. That's why Genesis 3.
Lest
he eats of it and lives forever. And he lives forever with sin.
There
would have battled all days and we don't die. Chaos would have been in this life.
It wanted
would
have
settled all wrong. God would not have authority to melt any spirit. He would have as if destroyed himself. And share the life he has,
share
the glories he has. You think
would
we have been able to melt and destroy us? God is the
only
wise God.
He
even saved us. It was good he put commands for us.
We
would have been in battling. A person cuts you, don't die. You look for them, you cut them. But we thank him. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
He has done good for us and he did good to us.
We
would have been in serious chaos. Perhaps would have cut us off never to access him again.
And
we live in the parts which are far. And would have put a serious boundary. And waited other new people.
He would
have shut this one in their own world. And could not meet him again. They would have known or cannot melt them.
To melt
their spirit, for they can live forever.
When you
say what I can do is
one,
the place that the evil will live in that place and they do every evil upon themselves.
You know,
they would have shut us. And thank you, Father.
And
to read it, why you get to get to
the fruits we are to eat were spiritual. The fruits of life.
It
was right to cut off us. That's why he came back, accepted us again. The one who repents, he accepted to eat of the tree. And he puts many criteria in us.
For
you have to pass through the words.
This
is the word who came in the scroll.
Anytime
you break his body, you break the
word.
You commune in the Holy Spirit who is within the word.
It
means it takes humility, sit, study, and understand. You are right now in the moment eating of the tree of life and its fruits.
Amen.
That's where we pass to bear spiritual fruits. Our God is wise. He has those antivirus taking sin from us.
Aha,
we are in Romans.
Romans 7:11. Kale kirungi kyafuka okufa gye ndi? Kitalo. Naye kibi kirabika okuba ekibi, kubanga kye kyandeetera okufa olw'ekirungi. Ekibi kiryoke kyeyongerenga okubeera ekibi olw'ekiragiro. Kubanga tumanyi ng'amateeka ge g'omwoyo. Naye nze ndi wa mubiri.
Agamba ate kati namalidde mu mubiri.
Ended up in the body.
Mubiri guno ogw'ennyama.
The body of flesh.
Yali takyasobolade n'okugafumiitiriza n'okugakwata.
Not even maintain on the laws and hold them.
Balumi 7:14.
Romans 7:14.
Nti kubanga tumanyi ng'amateeka ge g'omwoyo. Naye nze ndi wa mubiri. Natundibwa okufugibwa ekibi. Kubanga kyenkola sikimanyi. Kubanga kyenjagala si kyenkola.
Yalinga awulinamu engeri y'omusana gwe ng'ajjukiramu.
Feel some light when you could remember.
Kubanga eba maromogo ba mu lusuku.
After he was chased from the garden.
Yagezaako okubanga ajjukira ebintu biri. Yalingamu eby'olusuku.
The things used to be in end of the garden.
Naye ng'atajjukira bulungi.
But he couldn't remember very well.
Olw'ensonga memory y'omubiri yali muweereda yali mpya.
Because the memory of the body given him was new.
Nga bw'ova mu ggulu nga tojjukira gye wava.
Just as you come from heaven and don't remember where you came from.
Kubanga omwoyo oguva mu ggulu ne baguwa omubiri nga mupya.
For your spirit comes from heaven, they give you a new body.
Nga gulina memory empya nga eri empty.
Has a new empty memory.
Ati bwe bamuwanyisa omubiri.
When the body was exchanged upon him.
Yalinga afuna flash z'okuta ebirooto.
Flash of dreams.
Ayina gye yali mu lusuku.
He's somewhere in the garden.
Yalinga ali bulungi yali
mu lusuku. Well, he was rich.
Ati nanga niye.
But now.
Ebintu biyendoota kiki?
This is a dream. What is all about?
Naluzinze memory.
I lost memory. What?
Nina ebintu biyendoota nga nabirimu.
I dreamt and I was with them.
Nga bampadde ekiragiro.
And they gave me a command.
Naye sijjukira bulungi.
I don't remember well.
Oba nali baki mpeeredde wa.
I don't know where it was given to me.
Oluzinga memory ebyo obeera oloota nga oyinga ajjukira gye.
When you lose memory, you dream as if you recap things you used to be in.
Yaraba bamutonyeseza alinga avudde.
He saw he had looked on earth as if he had come from up there.
Eyo gye nina obeera oba.
Am I supposed to be up there or
here?
Oh, this is where they brought me.
Yafuna n'ebizibu bingi nnyo okulowooza ku bulamu obwo.
Many problems to think of those life.
Era kyabatwalira n'obudde okuzuula ebiribwa n'ebitalibwa
wansi w'enjuba. And it took them time of what to eat and what they shouldn't eat under the sun.
Naye Katonda yasigala ate abakyalira eno kumusokezaako babuulira.
Remain to visit them on this world to try to tell them how to
do it. Omulaba ngaze eri Kaini agezaako mugamba.
Why you see him come to Kain try to tell him?
Namugamba nti muganda wali ludda.
And he told him, where is your brother?
Anze mukuumi we nawe.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Nga Satani naye yamuli bubi.
And the devil is too much on him.
Kumbe muganda wate yamuyisizza bulala nnyo.
Yet he did another evil to his brother.
Katonda yasigala abakyalira agezeeko bajjukiza.
God remind visiting them, try to remind them. And tell them it was a punishment. If they could repent, he could forgive them. But the loss of memory affected them so much.
And
most of the things they couldn't remember them.
And
God tried to refresh them back through dreams. Just as we are, like. Many times we see as if we are somewhere.
We
can't remember when and which season we are there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kali kitutwalira omutendera okuddamu okuterezebwa amagezi.
Able to be aligned in the mind.
Ate nga n'olwedde wano ku nsi waliwo ekizikiza.
Really on the world there is darkness.
Ate ekirwanisa omusana ogwagala okujja gy'oli.
Which still fights light which want to come to you.
Okujjukiza bana wali ku ndi
bwoti. Remind you were here and you are this and that.
Yes, obiye zabawo zino ne zino.
Mistakes we happened as this and that.
Wita golongo sa kino ne kino deyo.
Need to align this that you get back there.
Kiringa ng'omuntu wagwa kwa accident.
It's like a person to fall on an accident.
Ngabadde avuga ennyonyi.
And they have been flying their plane.
Ngavoba mu America.
And they're coming from America.
Ennyonyi negwawo.
And the plane finishes.
Yena asigarawo.
And they remain and survive.
Ate memory ne kusimu.
And their memories affected.
Taina kimwogera ko taina kichita cha
dukira. Not just speaking of them, they don't remember.
Naye nga weyeba kaje weyeba ko bwaga. Ina byaluta nga inako je yali avana.
As if they were somewhere.
Alingali nensimwe yali hali.
They lived in a certain country.
Umanyi nezo film baziza nyanyo.
Those films are acted so much.
Omuntu aluzize memory.
And the person has lost memory.
Agezaako kubanga yekubisaamu ajjukire naye nga tajjukira.
And they tried to imitate, remember the prudence.
Ebintu ebisinga.
Many things.
Yali bisigaddeko ku mwoyo gwa.
They had remained upon our spirits.
Nadala ku mwoyo gwa Adam.
Mostly the spirit of Adam.
Banga wetubeera ku nsi wano.
When you are in this world.
Tulinako kebayita kati akabeera mu nyonyi aka recording ebintu byonna bakayita batya?
Black box.
Black box. Our
spirit has a black box recording everything.
Everything
it helps you send those images to you.
The moment
is dead and can't pull those things. When we come underline this memory through the word, begin to connect real spiritual truth and spiritual things.
Then
you go into vision, but your spirit is the one giving you those things. And God commands it. Take them to the garden. In the garden. The truth
is
that God doesn't give you a new thing. He gets it from the meat, the black box you have within your spirit. But it fights with us so much to update us with those things. Already our memories got too sick with much darkness.
Romans 7,
verse
15. Kubanga kyenkola sikimanyi. Kubanga kyenjagala sikyenkola. Naye kyenkyawa kyenkola. Naye obanga kyesaagala kyenkola, nzikiriza. Amateeka nga malungi.
Yatugeza anagaba ebintu ebyendoota bituufu
gye biri. Things I dream are true and they're there.
N'ebiragiro baali bampadde bituufu.
Giving commands given you are right.
Kubanga kyenjagala nange muli mpulira sisaagala kukola bye nkola.
I feel I don't want to do what I'm doing.
Omanyi ayita nnaba kubikulirwa nnyo omulabe we yange.
You know you're not going to reveal much who the enemy of his words. Ebintu
ebikwatagana ne Satani yali abyerabidde.
Things concerning the devil he had forgotten them. So as if there's a law fighting him and another law. He never understood where he got that seed.
Let's move on to
see verse 23-24.
Na ye ndaba eteke dala mu bitundu byange. Ngalirwana n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange. Era nga lindeeta mu bufuge wansi w'etteeka ery'ekibi. Eliri mu bitundu byange. Nze nga ndi muntu munaku. Ani alindokola mubiri ogw'okufa kuno.
N'agamba naye ndabye nnyo.
Kubanga
n'omubiri gwe nnina sigwe mutuufu gwe nnina
okubeera.
Ngali mubiri gwe bayita omubiri
gw'okufa.
Era n'olwalira abantu gwe batambuliramu.
Even today people are moving by that body.
Era ng'omubiri guno amazima si mulamu.
And this body truthful is not living.
We
died and the living body was taken from us. The body of heaven.
But here,
what death did?
He made
a body which could be able to
inflict
punishment they told you of. You know, when death does its things,
you
came in. And you can expect the body having feminine anger. We speak of death who is an angel. The body clothed by children of men.
It's
not the body God was supposed to give them. God had made us in his image and in his likeness.
And
the body he gave us was everlasting, couldn't just die.
And
never get sick.
It's
filled with life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this boy, I want to prove to you, death is the one who made it.
That
it favors to enable him to give you punishments they spoke of you.
That
you can eat out of your sweat, you give birth through pain,
you
desire to be for the man. All those death did them. It's not that it's his case, for they had warned us
as
they gave you the command Adam and Eve. And they told you, if you touch that tree, death will be close to you. You will surely die.
You
fall in the hands of death.
He said,
who will save you from the body of death? We have to look who is death. Who made this body?
Did
he make a complete body or one which would help him fulfill his work? According to Revelation 6,
verse
Revelation 6 verse 7. Revelation 6 verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akookuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti, jangu. Ne ndaba, era laba, embalaasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Owulidde ekyaliwo?
You hear what happens?
Kufa ndowooza muwulidde.
I think you've heard death.
Abeera ku ndogo ye ya
kyenvu. He's on a yellow horse.
Ogirengedde wano?
You've seen it there.
Eri wano ntonotonoko.
It is there a bit smaller. We shall broaden that image.
Now,
hell is the one who follows him. Remember, death is the one who made this body, which is a prison to us. And hell too has its own advanced prison, which is hell. And
you see,
to death, if they fail on you and they don't align themselves in a prison, bring them here in this advanced prison and work on them. But why did death do this body and make it? It helps him fulfill his works.
Let's see his
works.
Revelation 6 verse 8.
Kati ndowooza olaba.
I think you see, if you are in the body like of angels, like we were before we are taken off that body, they would have cut you. What would have inflicted on you? They would have shot you with a bullet and you just keep moving.
But
it passes through and it heads its own way.
But
the body of death helps him his sword to work well. Even famine,
he
put that sickness in us. The sickness of hunger, we fought for every medicine is refused. Every time we get in little dose,
God,
let him come save us. For he tried to show us in Matthew 4 and Luke
4
that he can keep us many days when we are not eating. For we took Jesus in the desert day and night 40 days.
He was
not eating, neither drink, yet not feeling angry.
And
he promised in heaven you should no more feel hungry.
There
will not be thirsty nor famine because of the new body we go with. Praise Jesus. I will not
eat so
me. I brought these issues, Adam. Both of them problem. As you
accuse
Eve, and you
didn't
question me to what was wrong with me.
Why
did I ask Eve where she got with things?
And
instead of Eve coming first, ask Adam. The devil told me this.
But
did you know that the devil?
The
person has come and told me that the other tree does this, that we can become like God.
We have
rush to accept and eat.
The person has said,
wow, this issue.
They
have told me I'm rushing to eat. And death came give us this body. One of the things it does is famine. He had to give you a good body, but it has hunger within it. And that is a sickness that doesn't get healed no matter what you do. And let me tell you, by much darkness, perhaps it's normal to always experience hunger.
But
hunger too is another sickness which is very dangerous. And we are always on a dose. I know you've got your dose of lunch. In the little moment, the sickness is about to arise.
Eroli nofuna dozi yechekuru.
That you get a dose of supper.
Burajifuna njali obrade bugera kurumanyo.
You don't get it, you get so much sick.
Echirole meno kwebaka.
And you not sleep even in the night.
Okurunguta ne muburiri buna agendo kera kumacha.
Struggle in the bed. As the sign of the sickness will manifest your yawning.
That
sickness is very wild.
It doesn't
know HIV and cancer and others.
For
it can make you slim in 2 days.
And
every water is finished in you. If you spend not eat, you can even fail to see where you're going.
The
joke with that sickness is very wild.
It has
its colleagues like cholera and Ebola. They are quick in killing.
Hunger
is a sickness which has outlived many years.
And
we made it to be part of what we are supposed to be in. It appears like our sickness. Another will say, I have my sickness. Let me go get the dose.
You
are here, they are about to demand the dose.
If you get a dose,
they are bad luck, they are saying the sickness is getting wild.
That
even scientists question what they have to do about that sickness.
They
have not discovered it's a sickness. I don't know what are you studying. You study about all things. Maybe we shall get medicine of hunger.
It makes
us work every time. You have to get medicine.
But
he's the one who did that, God told him.
I've
warned the others. If they touch of that tree, they will surely die.
It's to say you
will fall in the hands of death. But the body gave us two. It's a very hard body.
We've
seen sorrow and suffering in this body. Jesus comes,
asks
us, are you tired?
And
we are not yet tired.
Matthew 11:25
all you weary and burden come for rest. We answer him,
no,
we are not yet tired. But we go tired of them. Save us if it's hard to save us.
And at least
reduce
this
sickness once in a month or a week.
Amen.
That dose of Fukara Jongera Yongera Mukuman.
He adds power and strength in our dose.
Wanga, dose
there is a dose they gave Elijah.
It was to
make him live and survive 40 days. Told him, eat this food, the strength you move 40 days.
And
the dose was strong.
You
so much the dose now.
It,
a few minutes you are again wanting.
The
medicine is
still
working well these days.
Yes, we have a
praise
Jesus.
One of the things death put that favors his work,
Revelation
6,
verse
8.
That you can experience disease. Sickness affects you because of the body of death. Not that you're supposed to be sick. The body is very weak.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. The body is of death. It's a dead body. It's even rotten.
He tried
to beautify it on the top. But when you look like
sister,
you look nice, brother.
naye bakusalireko ekifi kya sisita oyinza
meat of the sister, a piece of it. You can run.
Or
let their toilet burst and it is the problem.
What's that?
But this body. And the first thing, what ought to be this body of death? It's not an easy
body
at all.
And that
is the fact that you are to the top of the skin of the body. And you think you look a bit nice.
If
they pour it upon you. And they pour the intestines of a human being down there. You say, no. Now this skin has seen that so much. It was as if it's spawning us. And what is inside is another, even outside is another.
Yes, he was impressed.
Yes.
That is Savior. Narugambia kisorumbe injara
kitara
nesoro yensi
sword with the beast of the field.
So omubiri kuyatua.
Now the body he gave us.
Wari gena mbaso no fevaringe emirimu kye.
Moved on to favor his work.
Irabu huya garo kuona.
And if you want to be saved.
Nendo wa dobuta damu kubanga ziku wata kuwata buli kise.
Not to always strike you.
Unoza umundi mkoku.
You have to get born again.
Uombi yogo mkuru.
Be given a body from heaven.
Ujewa wakati ya wejizu ufuneme bili yebili kati.
Come in the midst of you that you get two bodies. That you can control the sickness not to reach on your spirit to be affected. Let's see in the body how the body is not is inside there. Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 4.
Isaiah Sulesoko Nyurokuna. Wowe, egwanga eririna ebibi. Abantu abazitoleddwa n'obutali butuukirivu. Ezadde eryabakola obubi. Abaana aboonoona. Balese Mukama. Banyomye omutukuvu wa Isirayiri. Basenguse bazze ennyuma. Ekibagaza ki okukubibwa nate? N'okweyongera ne mweyongera okujeema.
Tweyongera mbuki. Ate bweyongeza okujeema.
Into rebellion.
But we bonyo.
They gave us punishments
in
the body of death.
And
the punishments upon it.
But
we persisted until rebellion. That God may move on to beat us. Is where he speaks. He angered a moment. We persisted into rebelling that it gets more angered.
Isaiah chapter 1
verse 5.
Omutwe gwonna gulwadde.
Do
you think the head is well?
Omutwe gw'omuntu mufu.
The head of a human being is a dead head.
Yakekana Katonda amulamu mu bulenge.
And perhaps God sees him as a senseless child.
Bw'ayogera mu Yeremiya esula ey'okuna.
When he speaks in Jeremiah 4. 21 to down.
Abantu bange basiru siru.
My people are foolish people.
Yowongole by'abaana.
Are senseless children.
Yamagezi mukole ebibi.
They are wise in doing evil.
Naye mukole obulungi tewali kumanya.
But in doing good there is no knowledge.
Yalabira ddanga omuntu muwulenge mufu nnyo.
So that a person, a human being, is a senseless person.
Omutwe muvundu.
Isaya esula esoko olunyiro wa kutaano. N'omutima gwonna guzirise. Okuva munda w'ekigere okutuuka ku mutwe. Temuli bulamu.
Obulamu ate mwe buli mubiri gwakufa kulimu obulamu.
What is of this? Is there life?
Wabula ebiwundu n'okuzimba n'amwe bw'amavundu. Tebibunizibwanga, so tebisibwangamu, so tebisibibwanga, so tebiteekebwangamu mafuta. Ensi yammwe ezise, ebibuga byammwe byokeddwa omuliro. Ensi yammwe amawanga gagiriira mu maaso gammwe. Era ezise. Kubanga amawanga gajisudde.
Yes, you go see.
Praise Jesus.
If you had that umbilical, if
you've heard what concerns our body, it's rotten.
era singa siguna omwoyo gwaleseemu omwoyo gwo okugezaako okuba amasanyalaze buli kiseera gubeerenga
weeguli
nga bwona ateeka ennyama mu firi
ebeerewo
nga tevunda
nafe bwe tuli bwetu singa omwoyo
oguvaamu ogubadde gukukuuma
obuvundu
bwagwo bulabikirawo mu
bwongo
naye nga omwoyo guno
omwoyo
gwo gwe mwennyini gwali munda
gwovaako
amasanyalaze agakuuma omubiri guno nga
mulamu
nga tegulabisizza buvundu bwagwo
naye
bwogeza n'oviira mu kyo
tebakusokoolamu
waita akantu katono nnyo amasanyalaze ne gagwamu newanyogoga
kakati
oyinza okuba badde tomanyi lwaki omubiri gwe gubeerawo nga gwoja wabula omwoyo gwe gulina amasanyalaze ge gufulumya
kubanga
gukimanyi nti kino kivundu gulina okikuuma nga kiri buguma kubula waabe ate balina okukuuma nga ebituli bye baateekako byebyo
ebisobola
okufulumya gundi
omukkaogw'amasanyalaze
gali agaliko agalaningisa
omubiri
kati bw'ojjako ekituli ekitali necessary
kitandika
okufulumya obuvundu
bw'omubiri
kubanga amasanyalaze gali gaba
tegakyatuukawo
okusobola okukuuma omubiri ogwo nga ennyama eyo nga
tevunze
singa bakusalako
wano
waba waagala vunda
okuggyayo
obuvundu bw'omubiri
era
omuntu ekiwundu kiwunyira ddala n'olabira ddala ng'ate okyatambula ate oyo olina
ebiwundu
kati omwoyo kye gukola
Now what the spirit does?
Gwongerako kuwatisiza amasanyalaze katono mu kifo ekyo ekirwadde.
That's more watts of electricity in the affected part of the body.
Netuwulira kye tuyita pain.
And we feel what we call pain.
Agezaako sindika amasanyalaze mu mubiri guli.
And Christ sent electricity. Gwongere
kuzaleyo cells endala empya.
In that body part to birth more new cells.
Nowulira nga kituggya bwitu.
And you feel the body is aching, that part is aching.
Kakati kufa waakusiŋŋaanira ng'ate olinamu ku guwundu
awo
n'ate omubiri gwe yakuwa gwe gwe gugwe akwongera
bwongezi
yesu yeebazibwe
naye
nga twebaza mukama waffe
yesu
bwe tuddemu balumi esonene omunaana
23:24 naye ndaba etteeka eddala mu bitundu byange nga lirwana n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange era nga lindeeta mu bufuge wansi w'etteeka ery'ekibi eriri mu bitundu byange nze nga ndi muntu munaku ani alindokola omubiri ogw'okufa kuno neebaza katonda ku bwa yesu kristo omukama waffe kale bwe kityo nze nzekka mu magezi ndi muddu w'amateeka ga katonda naye mu mubiri wa tteeka lya kibi
omuntu yenna aganyuza ly omundi
ogwokubiteeka
ly'ekibi sitaani lyongera okumufuga
erimukkiriza
kutuukira ddala mumusana
gwakutegeera
yesu yeebazibwe naye bw'abadde akaabakubya omubiri
gw'okufa
agambye yeebaza mukama waffe yesu yeebaza kitaffe ku bwa
yesu
ayeebaza yesu yajja okutulokola
eyajja
n'atugamba nti waliwo kyansi y'okuzaalibwa omulundi
ogwokubiri
era newankubadde nga weyaita naba kujja mu
mubiri
yagezaako okuwa obubonero bw'okuzaalibwa omulundi
ogwokubiri
okuva ku ba aberi eri emabega
bwe
twali tusoma okuzuukira okusooka
n'okwokubiri
yesu yeebazibwe kyansi y'okuzuukira n'okuzaalibwa omulundi
ogwokubiri
okuweebwa omubiri ogwokubiri ate guli gwe twalina era
omubiri
gw'omuggulu yali weeri
It was there.
Era ne kati ekyaliwo eri abo abali ku nsi
kuno. Up now it's there on people on this world.
Naye ekizibu.
But the problem.
Okuzuula ebonyobonyo ebyatuweebwa ne twenenya.
Discover punishments given us and we repent over them.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ekizikiza kyajjawo.
For darkness came in place.
Nekitulaga ebonyobonyo ebyo.
It showed us those punishments.
Nti kitundu ku bulamu bwaffe tulina kitambulira.
Part of our lives we have to move by them.
yet we have
to get revealed of it,
and
we see the tiredness,
and we see
our forefathers who died without getting rest.
They
had not accepted punishments given them.
They
took it at part of the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even not
know who they fought with,
and
they began to create battles and fightings of nations. God did not say he's put enmity amongst us human beings. We as human beings, we are to agree and fight the devil and even to accept it, that what we are into is a punishment. Let's sample, we are beginning on that on Sunday, that darkness gets off a human being
of
thinking that toiling on this world, suffering and the pain they pass through,
that
it's part of what they are supposed to be in. It is not that we are given as punishments to us, that we discover our unrighteousness. But we didn't discover that, for we made it part of us. In the other, the devil got the battle and enmity between us and him, and rather put enmity between we ourselves. We begin from where? Abel and Cain. They were to agree and find the devil. His brother began to mess both of them. It's what is happening under the sun. And nations are fighting
each other.
As devils are involved
behind it,
they are wasting their time drinking the blood to get out the other life. We study as we see the skins of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But the wars you see, they shouldn't be among us human beings. We are to target the war to the devil. Remember, as we study God,
where
we study the world of darkness, after we fought among ourselves and we discover
that
the things are not profiting us,
he's
ready to put us deeper in sin.
He
decided to join armies, human beings and the devil, that they go fight God who chased them from the tree of life.
That
they remain with their sin without repenting, but they have gone back to heaven on eternal life. Something very hard.
Where
we want to give you light on the day of Sunday, you discover we shouldn't be in the things. We are meant to just understand them. And understand our enemy. Understand punishments given us. And then we repent. We can still get born again.
And
restore the board of heaven. Let's briefly sample that. In Genesis 3. Verse
14. Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti, kubanga okoze kino, okulimiddwa gwe okusinga ensolo ez'omu nnyumba zonna, n'okusinga buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko, onootambuzanga olubuto, onoolyanga enfuufu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo.
Ono ye baamukolimira okuva ku lubereberye.
This was cast from the beginning.
Ekikolimo ekisinga
the curse above all curses. Since from the beginning he was convicted and sentenced. Even though we know he was just convicted when Christ was sent on this earth, as Jesus moved up to go, he said he's already convicted and sentenced the devil. The devil had already been sentenced. Praise Jesus.
But
that curse was cast immediately, and it came to show people that they're the ones who have been cursed. Yet man was not cursed. Man was given a punishment. Now man sees he has a curse and has got the devil to get a blessing from him. And after going there, we found ourselves, God began to curse us ourselves.
That
we share of the curse still. After giving us commands to move with,
cursed
is he who will never move by those commands.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. From the beginning, God never cast man. He cast the devil.
The
man was given punishments. Even the earth was cast on his behalf. The castles of this world move by it. For it were not meant to grow thorns. We are not meant to grow heapings of planting potatoes. For the earth had to bring food itself. But by the curse of the world, is by taking authority from it to grow food as it wished. And it had to wait till you heap the soil to plant potato. It was not supposed to accept weeds grow where a plant
is planted.
The world at the rate where everything will grow, the plants, the weeds, and everything else. And we are not supposed to be there weeding. And if you have wished tomorrow we are eating
words,
I want a fresh banana. You would have moved outside and you found a banana there, and it's matured.
Like
it did to the pumpkin of Jonah. But it was limited power. And they say, cast is the world on behalf of man. It's going to this and that.
Things
on this world are not the ones supposed to be there. Those are punishments, but we never discovered them. Let's read and hear.
Lubereberye esula yokusatu olinyiro 15.
Genesis 3 verse 15.
Nango vulabe, nabuteka anga wakati iwo no mukazi. Irane wakati wezadderio, nezadderio mukazi. Ezadderio mukazi. Lili kubete enta omutwe, nawe olidibete enta ekisinziiro.
Tulinotegera musota yani.
We have to understand who is the snake.
Ye Satan.
It's the devil.
Netukube engweze zonna.
And we beat down all his schemes.
Ze planizi.
Those are his plans.
Si kunonya guno musota kwa bulijjo.
Not looking at the physical snake.
Okuba omutwe kuba plan.
You strike the head of the serpent is to beat all his plans.
Okumanya engweze zonna n'ozisanya.
You know all his schemes and you destroy all of them.
Wekugamba nti atta engweze abaji.
To say, kills the plans of the crafty. And
he
can't accept them fulfill what they have reasoned. But what the devil did to us, we began to look for physical snakes. And we hit their heads. And
he
didn't give up on the heel of a human being. Why they say that he bites the heels of a human being?
Is
to say that he captures and holds your destiny. Shouldn't let you go back to the kingdom of heaven.
He's
on the heel. In the Luganda language, a heel is where you best to make movements. He captures you and not moving anywhere. Hold your destiny and changes it. Changes the way to head into life and perverts you in other ways.
And
don't say the way to heaven is narrowed. But
the
ways to hell have got to be broadened. Now we thought, how does it bite the heels? And when you see the snake is protecting you, you begin to hide your heel. You're joking. They are on your destiny.
They
can't accept you go where you came from.
Captured
your destiny. Remember your destiny is what brought you here. You're going back. You made it get confused. Don't know how you come on this world and how you go back home. Things are within that thing. Language hardens to us, we under the sun. But on Sunday, we are going to explain the, all of it in the name of Jesus. And we look for the head, beat it. And we see our heel when
we
go back home in heaven. And our destiny will manifest in the name of the Lord Jesus. I said in the garden here, where the devil began to create the world of darkness. People in darkness chased them from the garden and they came in this world. And they became a world of darkness. People in there knowing nothing. Even all those creatures will be just seeing them.
Look at
the head of the serpent to beat it. And we to hide our heels. We walk and be on carefulness. But nothing. Never hide your destiny that you're coming. We came, but the devil confused our destiny. As we came on the world. How we
go
home, we don't know, he confused everything. Those are the hills. Why it's called the hill, where you begin movement wherever you're going, captured you on the world, he you said, this is your home.
There's an
animal, it beats the hill. It doesn't let it. It gets the hill here because the face of that doesn't
you move it.
And there are even snakes like those in the body. In reality, if
it falls,
bites a toe, they have to first cut it off. Now he doesn't let a captive goat gets your heel for you to base and move on.
You
speak of your destiny and your coming. For coming you came, but your destiny going back, how is it standing?
You know, we read the Bible,
God will
give
you going and coming. Choking. When you came, did you know how you came? What about you going back?
Have you
refused? They have held your heel.
And
Many other things. God bless you. Thank you for coming.